My Life Today, May 7, Industry, Keeping Physically Fit. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. The life of Jesus was filled with industry, and he took exercise in performing varied tasks in harmony with his developing physical strength. In doing the work that was marked out for him, he had no time for indulgence in exciting, useless amusements. He was trained in useful labor, and even for the endurance of hardship. Christ presents before us a pattern for youth and children. His early life was lived under conditions favorable to the obtaining of physical development and to the acquisition of moral power to resist temptation, so that he might remain untainted amid the corruption of wicked Nazareth. The education of Christ, during the time he was subject to his parents, was of the most valuable kind. The physical and mental exercise that was necessary to the performance of his tasks developed both physical and mental strength. His life of industry and retirement closed the avenues through which Satan could enter to tempt him to the love of vanity and display. He waxed strong in body and spirit, thus gaining a preparation for the duties of manhood and for the performance of the important duties that afterward devolved upon him. Jesus was an earnest, constant worker. Never lived there among men another so weighted with responsibilities. Never another carried so heavy a burden of the world's sorrow and sin. Never another toiled with such self-consuming zeal for the good of men. Yet his life was a life of health, physically as well as spiritually. He was represented by the sacrificial lamb, without blemish and without spot. In body as in soul, he was an example of what God designed all humanity to be through obedience to his laws.